AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Culture Lab, you know what it is. It's time for Big Facts. Big Bang, Baby Jade, DJ Scream. Today on Big Facts. The one and only No Plug is here on Big Facts.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up with you?
What's up? No, I'm just chilling.
Just chilling? Yeah. How are we going to do this today? What's the topic of conversation? Because this is not going to be like the standard Q&A. So what
we're doing? We're just having a conversation with our dog. Yeah,
so what's on everybody's mind and hearts? Like, where we start? Like, what's on everybody's mind?
I'm in a wonderful spirit.
That you're like
yesterday was Monday, first Monday.
Juiced up.
Four leg gang.
For sure, you're right.
Ain't nothing wrong with some chickens.
But look, so a lot of people might not notice about you, but you're very big in the gaming world.
Yeah.
Very, very big. Mm-hmm. Like, you're always on the game. You're always playing different things. What is your game of choice?
Call of Duty.
So you ain't fucking with look at cuz right there. You ain't fucking with like GTA or no shit like that?
I got 2K. My own world. I got my own RP world. I got my own
for real?
Shit, yeah. Yeah, I got my own shit. I was just talking to Bobby Fishgill about this shit like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Like, we need to turn it up. I'm like, shit, I ain't even had time. I paid like $3,000 to get that shit made. It got the whole number. Like, got the skate ring, got Oakland City, got the temp, got the
Yeah,
I paid 3 racks. I ain't even opened that shit up yet, but yeah, I got it.
So when you say open it up, like, what does that mean? You'll be able to like invite people to get their own character?
Like how T Grizzly like doing.
Yeah.
How you got the world, Grizzly World
shit.
Like, I got my own world too created. You know what I'm saying? So
that's hard.
I need to fuck with it, but I just be lazy for real.
That's hard.
How you getting into that shit?
Shit, really, Lil Loso Loaded. Y'all know Lil Loso Loaded. He one who plugged me in with the boy who made the shit. He really a little deeper than me. I am with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like he one who made me go a little harder with it. So he plugged me in with the boy that got the world made.
Okay. Know?
Gave him a little check too. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what was some of your multiple hustles? You know what I'm saying? So you say you do the streaming. You know what I'm saying? We know you got some music. What's some of your other hustles?
Apple Music, man. My main hustle, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my baby. You know what I'm saying? That's my pride and joy. Apple Music. Swear to God. Like, Distro Kid, man. Like, I get a lot of money on screens, bro. I don't be knowing how I be doing that shit, but them screens be motherfucking rolling in every month. Like, no cap.
Are you keeping it indie? You just... That's...
Yeah, hell yeah, cause like I don't turn down $300,000-$400,000 like that shit ain't I fucked that shit up like in 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially if I get a free check, I'm like looking at it like it's free because I ain't never had no free check, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna know that shit, you know what I'm saying?
How did you come up with the concept of the Crackhead Christmas series?
Just by being in the nine, man, and being around Christmas and the crackheads. You know, I used to have the crackhead competition.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember that.
I had them smoking the blow on
the competition.
I had them smoking the blow on camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's still.
That
it
shit
might
went
be on YouTube.
Viral. Yeah, that shit went viral.
Crackhead competition. Yeah, it was crackhead competition before it was crackhead Christmas. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, niggas, you just young and dumb, man. You know how that shit be. Yeah.
What's some shit that shaped you into being you, like, coming up?
When you were a 10 little nigga.
Yeah, 10 little nigga.
Yeah.
Shit. Niggas in my hood, you know, guys in my hood, Big Logan, Jesse James.
Shout out to the gang.
Guys like them, you know what I'm saying? Lil Yo, Street Money Yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real, my boy.
Real Allen Temple nigga who get money, you know what I'm saying? Who just used to give me money every time they hit the dice game, used to break bread with me, you know what I'm saying? Used to really just show me real love, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love them boys. Like, anytime I see any of my OGs, they be like, I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's why I live for my OGs, for real. So, let them know that they really did a good job with me, for real.
That's
What you think the recipe is for a person to consistently get money? Because some people just don't get it. Like, they can't really get money.
I don't know, bro. Getting money so easy. I can't even lie, bro. Especially with Instagram. Like, I go in my DM right now and make 20,000, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't easy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's people in my DM. Wait, I might see you in my DM, leave your ass in there for another 30 days, and then I might pull up on your, and hit you with the yo, you know what I'm saying?
You know? Yo, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be on my own time, bro. Like, I could have been had the deal savage. Try to get me deals, all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I just ain't with the deal shit. Like, I'm too comfortable in my life right now, you know what I'm saying? Like,
just having your freedom.
I ain't got time to be going to no radio stations and here and there and here. Right. I'm trying to go out of town and spend money, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be ripping and running.
Got you.
Yeah, so speaking of you and...
Go ahead, Jay.
Speaking of you and Savage, like, a lot of people were under the impression that you were actually signed to them, but it was really just like, a really great friend partnership.
Brothership, yeah, for sure. Yeah. He told me he never want to put me in paperwork. He was like, man, I ain't gonna never put you in paperwork.
I'm just gonna support you.
I just really give you money. I'll give you this shit before I even put you in any kind of paperwork. You know what I'm saying? But he done came to me, like, telling me, like, these folks, like, you want to do a deal? You want to get signed? I'm like, yeah, nah, bro. I ain't gonna even lie. I done really told him, like, nah, bro. I'm good. I'm comfortable. Real.
Do you feel like you take the rap shit serious?
Nah, hell nah. I'm like, probably 30-40% rap. You know what I'm saying? Because I make a whole tape in like 2 days. You know what I'm saying? I can make like 10 songs. I make like 5 songs in like 3-4 hours. You know what I'm saying? So this shit just so easy. I just go in there 2 days, make a whole tape, get a cover made, boom, drop that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
cause you kind of really just fuck off when you want to fuck off.
Yeah. Okay. Like, when I see my streams on Apple Music for artists, like, I see my shit, like, I know where it be at, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might be getting, like, 180, 190 a week, you know what I'm saying? Just off Apple Music, you know what I'm saying? So, boom, boom. When I see that shit drop down to, like, 120, 110, I'm like, oh, shit, it's time for me to go ahead and do another little tape real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do another tape, that shit to go back up to about 240, Then I try to put another tape on top of that motherfucker. Knock that bitch up to 500.
So for you, it's a true hustle. Like,
yeah.
But I respect that. He's telling you, I'm hustling this shit.
It's sweet. I swear to God, it's so sweet. I be telling all my homeboy, I be like, bro, like, I got, like, over 25 tapes on Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really got, like, 25, 30 tapes just on Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, that shit, like, it paying off. You know what I'm saying? It paid off, you feel me? Just by me just knocking them bitches out, knocking them tapes, building up my goddamn shit. Like, folks trying to buy my catalog. Sound of Shame hit me up for my catalog.
What you think it'll take to make you just take this shit all the way serious, just 100% be a rapper?
Shit, a label just come give me like 2-3 million straight up cash, you know what I'm saying? Like, huh, this your money, but boom, we gonna do this right here for you. I'll be like, all right, straight, cool.
Oh, no budget, straight up, man.
Put everything up. 2-3 million Yeah, 2-3 million up front, my cash, boom, boom, and y'all take care of everything up, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, man, I drop everything, come quick, Craig in trouble. I'm dropping everything.
So you say you don't like doing like radio and shit, but what about like you do a lot of shows? You do shows?
Yeah, I do, I do my shows. I do shows like a motherfucker. Like,
what's your favorite part of like the show? Is it performing or actually connecting with the people?
It's the niggas I meet. It's the niggas I meet doing my shows, like in every city. Like, I really got niggas in every city. I really got niggas everywhere.
They really fuck with
like,
you, for real.
Yeah, for real. Like,
still trying to kick them.
No, I'm saying? I got real niggas really jump. Niggas jump in front of a bullet for me. Like, for real, that I don't even know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Time I come to you, say, hey, Dre, you need Draco? Hey, plug. Nigga bring all this shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Yeah. Like, nigga, like, I fuck with out-of-town niggas more than I fuck with Atlanta niggas. And I'm like, no cap.
Right.
Like, I love out-of-town niggas. Like, Dallas, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Fort Lauderdale. Shit, all that shit. Like, them folks fuck with me for real.
Yeah. It's hard.
And I done seen it because, like, I done went to shows before just me and a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and a hoe. Like, just me and a hoe, like, hoe be like, yeah, baby, you sure you want to do it? I'm like, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Respect out here. These folks respect this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Florida. Yeah, Dallas, especially Dallas. Dallas is my number one state. I got Mexicans. I got Migo gang. I'm to my. I got so many Mets. When I come straight calling Dallas, man, I got 1,000 Migos, man. And that's on God. I'm talking about 1,000 Mets can meet me. I have them pull up. I'm at their spots. I'm chilling with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The niggas be mad. Damn, plug, why the hell you hanging with the Mets, man? I'm like, hey, my name is Mendez.
Right.
I'm a Migo. Yeah. So I fuck with the Migos for sure. They're my number one fans. Like, the Migos, like, Dallas my number one state, like, on my upper list.
Yeah.
Dallas, well, it'd be Atlanta first, then Dallas and Charlotte, then Greenville, Greenwood, shit like that.
Okay, cool.
So what you think might turn you off from the industry? Like, some shit that just turn you off, like, man, I had to...
Turn me off from what?
From the industry, like, the music industry, the rap industry. Like, yeah, that's the shit I can't be a part of.
A lot, man. None of that shit don't turn me off, because I already know how what's coming with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done seen it. Then I done did all this shit with Savage, you feel me? Like, I done did all them road trips. I done did all them damn tour buses. I done did all them plane jets rides. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to do the shit for myself now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, hey, what that shit was.
Been there, done that.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, did all that shit. Like, every state. I done performed in every state. You know what I'm saying? I done been in every state. You know what I'm saying? I done flew to every state. Fuck the hoe in every state. You know what I'm saying? Like, tour bus every state. You know what I'm saying? Even state, I swear to God, y'all ask everything. Even states, niggas thought that it wasn't no hoes at. They gonna see me pull up. They be like, no, what the hell? What the hell you gonna be a hoe from? I'm like, yeah. My chill. You know what I'm saying? That's all good. Hair ass, all them niggas. I'm like, bro, where you at? Bad bitch pulling up in New Mexico. I'm talking about, I'm taking them to the movies, you know. When we was on tour, see, I was living like a rich nigga on tour for real. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking hoes with me, getting them on the tour bus. I'm living like Savage on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? No, real.
Taking hoes to the movie, all that shit.
Now I'm taking hoes to the movies. I'm talking about we going to the casino. Oh, that boy,
Lover Plug.
I'm talking about we doing all kind of shit on tour. For real. Yeah, bro. I missed that shit for fun, though, but... That shit just hard, bro. Like, being all them states, bro. Just being on that
moving
bump.
Moving around.
Man, being on that bump, man. For goddamn, bro. We used to be gone 30, 40 days sometime.
Rockstar.
And that shit fucked my truck game up. Like, when I first went on tour, nigga, I lost everybody. I'm talking about, I'm coming back, I'm seeing other niggas serve my phone. Like, the fuck going on, man? I'm like, oh, you rap shit done fuck me up. Fuck to my nine blood, you a rapper now, you know? I'm like, damn. Yeah, man, back then, man.
Do you think that scarred you? Yeah, from wanting to be a rapper?
Yeah, yeah, like, a lot of my folks were like, damn, fuck. Like, cause I was with folks for a long time. Like, folks was coming to me for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Then I just disappeared. Then just on popped tour. Back up. I'm like, what the hell you think we supposed to been doing? You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Fuck you up, man. It fuck you up for real. You gotta be ready.
But you got it though, bro.
You can't be 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Yeah. No, exactly.
You're gonna lose something. You don't wanna lose your trap, bro. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, y'all niggas out here rapping. You don't really sure about the rap shit.
That's the most important day. Don't lose your trap.
Don't lose your breakdown. Don't do none of that shit, bro. I'm telling you, y'all niggas gonna regret it.
You don't think though, like, I'm just speaking in general. Yeah, can't you jump all the way in the rap shit and make way more than whatever other shit?
You're not gonna make it immediately.
Huh?
Not immediately.
Hell no, you gotta live until you make it.
Yeah. That's real.
Shit.
Yeah, I go through that fire.
Hell yeah, them likes and shit don't pay them bills. Yeah.
You're right.
Period.
Like, you ever get anxiety at shows and shit, like feeling nervous and shit.
I ain't gonna lie, every time I used to perform, I used to throw up before every show.
Me too.
He used to do the same shit.
I used to throw up every show. Like, everybody be like, where the hell you going? Like, hey, boy, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. Time I throw up though. I'm coming out the motherfucker red. Y'all see me on stage getting that big geek. Don't fall like, why you fall like, goddamn, Travis got out the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I get them for like, them folks ain't even know my name from Canada Paint, but when I come out there though,
you gonna
like, I take control of their head, you know what I'm saying? Like, I take control, I mastered that shit. Like, I mastered that shit, like, I mastered that shit for real. I was happy here when I mastered that shit, man. I'm like, yeah, I got them on smash, and I control their head, I make them do whatever I want them to do.
They said they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat, big fat, big
fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, coming up in the city, so you one of them young niggas that's raised by old niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you get to see both sides, like the new generation and the older generation. What you think the biggest difference and the disconnect is? Between the older and the younger generation.
Come on, like us and the young niggas right now?
Nah, see, you in the middle.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
young, because you can adapt with the young niggas, mm-hmm. the young niggas, and the old niggas.
Yeah.
And you just in the middle, you know what I'm saying? Because you're a young nigga, but you ain't no young nigga.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Like watching that, like you raised by the OG, but you can adapt to the young niggas. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
See, this is what it is, man. They motivated by drill. We were motivated by money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They motivated by... You know what I'm saying? Like, we used to have the gun. We used to roll like a motherfucker. Hell yeah, we want to roll, but shit, we weren't trying to kill you. We were trying to go ahead and wipe your head. No, hey, buddy, let you know don't come back around that motherfucker.
Don't.
We'll bust you, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
We'll let you read back up and come get you
like,
again.
Like, D-Day, they really don't give a fuck about jail. Yeah. Like, I was a nigga who, I played myself and not getting caught with that doing shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what it is. Like, I ain't want to get caught doing nothing. Like, my dad used to tell me when I was little, nigga, you get caught doing anything, I ain't fucking with you.
I fuck with your daddy.
You get a felony, nigga, I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I was raised. So, that's why I had all them high-speed chase. But I got away, and then I still ain't got no felony. You know what I'm saying? Like, when no way they could prove it was me.
Oh, you feel me?
Now, I always run, I'm still a run. Like, nigga, but I would never, if I got a felony with me, bro, I ain't pulling over because it's like you giving yourself up. Like, why would I pull over if I know I got a gun with me and that bitch? Got a switch on it. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You gotta get this. Yeah, hey, get it all through that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Take some traffic control.
You know what I'm saying? Take that little obstruction, that fell in the obstruction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I pull over one time. Hey,
if you don't roll your window down, you don't get your ID, I took about 4 or 5 of them bitches on the trial. Like with Jacoby Hudson. Beat all them bitches.
Because
they couldn't prove it with me. I ain't never rolled a window down. And time they pulled up on me, and I got away, you know what I'm saying? Y'all put the warrant on the tag, but hey, man, that wasn't me and that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that beat all them free bitches. That free gay. You said as long as you get away, that ain't you.
As long as you get away.
I don't tell people drive my car.
As long as you don't show your ID.
Long they ain't see you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can't lie over there. Can't say, yo, we seen him get in the car and he pulled off. Then we immediately pulled him over and he killed him. No, you just seen the car come out of nowhere. You jump behind him. You hit the lights
he
on.
Stuck.
He pulled to the, nah, he pulled to the side for you. You pulled to the side for you. Waited till you got out. By the back tire. Gotta get that head start. You don't get that head. See, the shit I mean, you don't need no head start though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can just hit that bitch straight out the muscle, but to
like if
you ain't sure,
like
if you gotta wanna put some insurance on your getaway, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's putting insurance on your getaway. Make that nigga get right to that body back tire. Get him up through that. By the time you get in that car, buddy, and put that motherfucker in there. Hey, buddy, if you don't get away from that, them being a thug and shit, you deserve
to go to jail.
Yeah.
That's the
free game.
Free game, bro.
Free game.
Don't catch no felony, bro. Like, you catch a felony, I could be scrapped up like a motherfucker. Like, I don't even show guns on Instagram. Like, I still don't even show guns, even though I can. You know what I'm saying? And I had a motherfucker with me, for real. You know what I'm saying? But I don't show them. Even though I ain't no felony.
But you get pulled over, that switch, what you do?
Oh, I don't even have no switch. I'm having Dracos and shit. I don't fuck the switch. I'm old school shit. Draco sound shit too. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to knock a nigga shit loose.
You know what I'm saying? But they hit the lights on you, what you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm hitting it. For sure. Not if I got my shit with me. No, because I got all my guns. They my little brother name. So I'm pulled over every time. Hey, man, I got my Glock right here, man. It's my brother name. I ain't got no felony, my boy. Hey, you get one where you want to. Yeah. They don't even be studying that shit. Like, all right, bro, it's all good.
But you don't have to play or something. Huh? If you didn't go here to play, you got to stick him in.
Oh, man, you go, yeah. You can't be in commission of a crime with that shit. Nah, you're in the commission of a crime, nigga. It's over with.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Hey, even if you got a zip in a gun with you, yeah, about to get the hell on, because you're going to have a felony. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Can't be in the commission of a crime with a firearm.
And see, that's another thing, too, with these young niggas, bro. Like, they got to understand that they need to know their laws. Just like how you running that shit down from top to bottom about what you can and can't do about certain shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, if niggas understood their power when it comes to legality of the shit, a lot of niggas wouldn't even be in the predicaments that they're in.
Yeah, because it really be easy, bro. Niggas get they self fucked up. Like, I've been blessed. Like, I don't got Efi. You know, Efi saved a nigga for real. Efi slowed a nigga down. Efi got a nigga right. You know what I'm saying? Made a nigga just really think, like, it just made a nigga think. It made a nigga grow up. For real. Like, it made me just, like, I got a temper tantrum problem. It made me just think sometimes. You feel me? Even though I still might go off, but time I go off, I'm going to be thinking, like, man, slow it down.
Pipe
it
down. EY pillars, son.
Pipe it down.
Check your character, son. It's EY pillars, son. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, bro. But for the most part, I love it. Everything good. I ain't tripping.
What you think shit made that shift, when you say with the young niggas, to the mentality they got right now in the city of Atlanta? Like, what you think that shift was?
The music, bro.
Just the music?
That's the only thing it was, just the music. Like, the music and the niggas that were making the music.
Mm. Who the first nigga making that, like, that kind of bullshit? Like,
shit, I don't even know, bro, because I ain't even know drill. I don't even listen to no drill. I'm getting money, nigga. I listen to drug dealer music, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really know. Know what I'm saying? Really, who was the first nigga? It's probably Chicago.
I was saying the Midwest was the drill.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It had to be Chicago, you know what I'm saying? For sure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. So, your music, do you make it a point to, man, I'm gonna make sure I rap about some money too? Like, make sure this is what I rap
about. I can rap about.
Yeah.
Like, you only can rap about with what you do or what you wanna do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just rap about what I've done or what I do or what I did. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
That's just how I be. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I can't rap about shit else. Like, I can go in the booth and just, because I just go off my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything I done wrote, anything I done made, I came off the head with it. You know what I'm saying? So, I go in that motherfucker, talking about bricks, you know what I'm saying? Talking about cars, you know what I'm saying? Talking about ice, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I do condos and shit. Mm. That's it.
Who you say inspired your sound like?
No, I try to rap like Shawty Low sometimes, you know. That's my man's. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really the only nigga, like, because I know he really did that shit. You know what I'm saying? All the other niggas, I can't vouch for him, but I can vouch for Shawty. Like, I seen him when I was 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20, 31 years old, you feel me? Yeah. I seen this nigga. I seen it.
My mama seen it.
You know what I'm saying?
For real. Everybody seen it. Anybody.
Man, yeah. They know, man.
Ask somebody.
They
ask
know,
anybody.
They know, man.
They know.
God.
Yeah, real shit.
They know. They know, man.
Real shit.
So Shawty is the king.
Shawty.
He gonna forever be the king, for sure. Long live the king, man. No cap. Real.
Long live low.
Yeah, long live the king, boy.
So what's some shit you want to do? Like, if you got a comfortable lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? You're getting money.
Bro, I don't do number one. I just be going out of town.
Let's talk about this whole world traveling thing that you got going on.
Like, I don't go to no club unless I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I play the game all day. You know what I'm saying? I go out of town. Like,
you like at least go out
twice
of town,
a week.
Like,
I mean, at least twice a month.
What's so your favorite island?
Probably Bermuda. Okay. Bermuda. Bermuda was different. It got pink sand beaches. You know what I'm saying? Got pink sand, that shit really is pink. You know what I'm saying? I took a bitch to the pink sand. You know what I'm saying? I really did take a bitch to the pink sand. Yeah, that shit turned out there.
Himalaya sauce.
But a burger, like, if a burger over here, $15, $10, that motherfucker gonna be fodder over there. Everything is double the price.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they get
inflated like
imported,
a motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, where's somewhere that you wanna go that you haven't been yet?
Maldives, whatever one it is. Yeah, that one right there. That's my like. That's my one. I ain't gonna lie, that's my one. But that shit just so far, bro. And I just been knocking down all my trips that's 8 hours and under. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I do all the 8 hours and unders. Like, I got probably like about 10 more to go that's 8 hours and under. You know what I'm saying? So, after that, then I'm gonna.
Tell me on the way.
Yeah.
Is it total nigga 15, man?
Yeah, then my white boy, man. Hey, I'm pulling up, my boy. Please, just wait on me, man. You know I got you. All right,
well, I'm just let me know. I mean, I can meet you tomorrow.
Nah, today. I'm gonna call you. Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah. What type of politics you feel like you had to go through, like, with being involved with that Bankroll Fresh?
Shit, bro, I ain't gonna even lie. It was just really the hood niggas. Like, just the Instagram shit, really. That's the only thing I ever went through with that shit. Like, just comments, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's it, you know what I'm saying? Just the comments on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you regret that moment?
Shit, I don't know, because I don't know if I regret it. I don't know if I can be on the other hand, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you know what I'm saying? But if I can, if both of us can, could have just and been good, yeah, I wish I could take it back for sure, because yeah, shit fucked my money up too, yeah, that shit, because I was already going to be that nigga anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, this shit really slowed my shit down, you know what I'm saying? But even though I had to, I still, you know what I'm saying? So,
But did you see pushback from people, like certain people, like, he don't fuck with me because of that?
I don't fuck with people who was fucking with him for real. Like, folks be wanting to fuck with me. But if I even know you fuck with him, I ain't fucking with you. Like, I don't give a damn your producer, nigga. I don't give a fuck who you is. You know what I'm saying?
Why is that? Because
I just don't want no motherfucker to have to draw no line. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look at them like, oh, he picking side type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a fuck. I don't want. Don't fuck with me either, you feel me? Like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it is what it is at the end of the day.
Nah, for real.
So, I just don't be wanting me to have to chew no side. Like,
stay over there.
No side. I don't give a damn. Hey, everybody go over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, but everything is sweet, though. Like, because niggas know how it was, bro. Like, all them folks, like, all homeboys, like, them my homeboys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because y'all all had the same mutual
like,
people.
Yeah, you feel me? So, niggas know how I am. Yeah. Niggas know, like, besides the internet, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the people in Atlanta, everybody in the hoods and shit, they know me, you know what I'm saying? They be like, come on, man. Folks talking about, don't hate, come on, man. Man, goddamn, been getting, you know what I'm saying? He don't want to hate on nobody. I be happy when niggas do good, you know what I'm saying? Like, all my homeboys, I know, nigga, I might see him on, I'm the nigga on when I see a nigga on Instagram, boy, I'm proud of you. Yeah. But I keep going stepping on you, nigga. Hey, boy, I'm proud of you, boy. You're making me proud, boy. I'm that nigga. When niggas see this, they know I'm that nigga that congratulate everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been that nigga. Like, because I always just, my shit been straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never had no reason to hate. For real. I always want niggas to see their motion because I was already having my motion. I wanted you to catch your position. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
If you go back to that whole situation, is there anything you might have just done different, you think, to yourself sometime?
Shit, bro, I ain't gonna even lie, bro. I tried, bro. That shit could have been way worse, bro. Mm. Like, niggas don't know that shit could have been way worse. Like, man, I was on lean, bro. I was chilling. Like, I couldn't believe this shit. I was like, man, what the fuck, bro? I knew he had to be on something because they say he was on Miley or something. I don't know what was in blood, but I don't know, bro. But I just know something was wrong with him, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, he would have never just pushed up on me like that, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm like, damn, it was just wrong timing, you know what I'm saying? It was just wrong at timing. Me just trying to be an ultimate hustler. I had just left the trap trying to go out of town to promote my shit, you know what I'm saying? End up going out there. And I ain't, bro, if I would've, I wouldn't never went up there, bro. I saved the man, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit was finna go down in the nine. They want to shoot the sprint up and everything with the kids and everything on a motherfucker, like, I said, like, nah, bro, hey, we ain't doing none of that type shit, bro. Like, hell nah, don't let's shoot up the motherfucking sprinter, bro, when you ride out. I'm like, hell nah, bro, we ain't doing none of that. Everything good, bro, just boom, boom. So I'm like, when I push up to the studio, I'm like, why the hell you gonna be mad at me? When you just seen me, when these folks was just all in your face, when nigga like, let me do them, I'm like, hell nah, bro, go ahead, get in the sprinter, ride off. So when you see me and you come through there, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I know, but it was the lame ass nigga that was up there too from my hood, you know what I'm saying? Some lame ass nigga, bro. Like, niggas ain't talking about now. I'm talking about some real just following that nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, so they was convincing him that day, you know. But now they see me and they bowing down, you know what I'm saying? Shit be crazy. I'll be like, come on, bro, y'all did that shit. You was one of the niggas who was trying to make the shit happen in the video. I see you, you know what I'm saying? I see you in the video. So every time I see the nigga, he look at me, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You did that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga was lame as fuck. Like, for real. Them niggas lame as hell, bro. Them niggas was just lame, bro. I hate, bro, was even around them niggas, for real. Like, but niggas like us was in the trap. We couldn't be around them all the time. We couldn't be in the studio with you all the time because we in the hood, you feel me? But anytime you come to the hood, we embrace you, you know what I'm saying? But lame ass niggas just did that shit that night because if that wouldn't have happened, we would have been okay. You know what I'm saying? Everything would have got bad and he would have came to him. Everything would have been all right, you know what I'm saying? But... Shit fucked up,
man. Damn.
Shit crazy.
Big plug. Mini plug.
Big plug, man. Mini plug. Yeah, man. But I prayed, you know what I'm saying? I my soul been so good. Like, I don't even feel no wrong. Like, I feel good, you feel me? Because at the end of the day, like, you know, I wasn't the fucking enforcer, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really enforcer. I just wanted my phone back, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was my trap phone, my nigga. Like, goddamn, hey, I do that phone. I don't know who named this motherfucker in. I done had this number for about 7-8 years, you know what I'm saying? Hey, don't play with that trap phone, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want the phone back, you know what I'm saying? That's all I wanted, bro.
What happened, though? Like what? You ever told what the story, like, your point of view? Like, what really happened?
Bro,
like from when you pulled up, what happened?
When I pulled up, shit, bro. When I pulled up, it was simple. Like, I seen a little bitch who was both fucking, you know what I'm saying, who the situation, boom, boom, boom. I seen her, she was behind me. When I see the video now, you see the whole shit just play out, you know what I'm saying? So I seen her, boom, boom, again. She went up there and told him I was in there, boom. So he came, pushed up on me. He was like, why you let them niggas do that to me and nine? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I was just totally blown. I was geeked up. I was on lean, you know what I'm saying? I was on good act, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucked up. I was on FaceTime with a bitch telling her I'm finna go to goddamn South Carolina with schoolie to pass out my shit, you know what I'm saying? And this shit just happened too quick, bro. I dropped my phone, bro. And then I realized I dropped my phone, pulled back up from my phone, bro. Niggas out there doing all that playing and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, the video, like, everything I said on the Vlad interview, they see that shit was true on everything I said. You know what I'm saying? I pulled up with my phone, niggas out there playing, boom, 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 sticks and shit, boom, boom, boom. And all them lame ass niggas, like, them niggas just, I just hate he was around them niggas, bro. For real, them niggas lame as hell. He ain't had no real nigga around him say, hey, come on, Fred, man, you tripping. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man, we ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? He got all the niggas just want to see some shit. You know what I'm saying? But they don't know who they fucking with, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, they knew they fucking with, but they just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what they thought. You know what I'm saying? But I hate it happen, for real, for real. Like, because that shit separated the hood. That shit separated people. You know what I'm saying?
City almost.
That shit separated. Nah, I'm saying, like, fuck the city. Like, that shit separated us. And, like, who was with like me family. And who was goddamn with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This shit did that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then niggas want to bust around, come back and do Yui's. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I feel bad for some of them folks who, I'm like, damn, that was my boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I gotta turn my back on you. You know what I'm saying? Like Pauly. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you this $4,500. I'm gonna come back. You know what I'm saying? I turn my back on you, kid. You know what I'm saying? I turn my back on a lot of niggas that be like, damn, though, man, you still ain't fucking with me. Nope.
I can't.
Still ain't fucking with you.
I can't, because I can't trust you. I wanna get you back.
I still ain't fucking with you. No. Niggas be like, damn, though, man, that shit goddamn, man. Come on, man. I'm like, hey, fight my hands with you. Yeah,
damn.
I hate that shit, man.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything.
AT&T.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
What, also, back to some light rap shit. Is there anybody you just got to do a record with?
Nah, I don't want to do a record with nobody. I niggas be wanting to do records with me. I don't even do songs with niggas. Because I don't want to do a song with a nigga, then you end up being an op in the, like, in the future. See, right now, my track record is clear. Every nigga I did a song with, be like this. Every nigga I did a song with, you go on my look, go Google me, or every nigga I did a song with, be like this. You know what I'm saying? From Offset to goddamn... to anybody, you know what I'm saying? To Tato, Cheat, you know what I'm saying? To anybody, like any nigga I done did a song with, they still gonna call me if something happened in the city. They still gonna call, you know what I'm saying? Still gonna call them from in the city, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like that, you feel me? Like, any nigga on my track record's clean right now. Like I be really, me nigga, I be doing songs with, we down to become best friends, for real. My little brother starting for Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like my little personal little brother, you know what I'm saying? Even though I know this nigga from rap.
So you wouldn't have like a nigga can't just hit you on no like feature shit.
Nah, you gotta pay me. Yeah. Yeah. Unless you just a nigga like Drake or something.
Right, right, right.
Like, I know that bitch finna like go platinum. Yeah, I know that bitch finna do something.
Of course. I'm talking about like an indie nigga. Like another street nigga.
I ain't fucking with no broke-ass nigga, nah, man. Nah. Fucking with you. I'm good on it. I'm good on you, bro. You gotta be a nigga who gonna finna, I know this bitch finna go platinum. This shit ain't finna go platinum or gold, my nigga. Don't even hit me up, for real. Unless you paying me.
Yeah.
Like, you paying me. I hear, yeah, I'm doing everybody's shit. I'm doing weak shit and all. Like, my homeboy be like, bro, yo, you want to do that shit? Hell yeah, nigga, that's going to be five racks. I'm going to go on that bitch and bust. Real.
Gonna walk this nigga shit.
Hey, boy. Shout out my boy from Germany, man. My boy, Money Boy, man. No cap, man. Y'all got me goddamn popping over there in Austria and shit, for real.
My boy, like, international plug.
Hey, boy. I'm charging nigga dub. I'm talking about them folks sending that shit PayPal. Like, brr. Plug. We love you, plug. Come over here. I'm like, yeah, nah, that shit too far. I'm like, well, you gonna have to pay me more than I'm worth. I'm like, I ain't gonna come over there. I wouldn't even come over there for $20,000, bro. Like, you gonna have to pay me like a 50. You know what I'm saying? And pay for my flight and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna have to pay me more than I'm worth. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be unfair for real. You gonna have to really, really wanna see me for real.
Yeah.
You gotta really, really wanna see me.
Hey, y'all better be extra for bonus. This shit be sold out.
Hey, man. Hey. I ain't gonna lie, my show be all the glad. Like, man, I got shit on Smash, bro. Like, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Dallas, Virginia, Roanoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got shit on Smash. Like, them folks like my clientele for real. They like, them folks real with me every one or two. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
every one or two, they hit me up. Hey, we got one for you. I'm like, say less. Then I'm like, I can't give all my game hobby, get more money on my shows, but I might have niggas open up. I might charge 10 niggas 500. Open up before I even get there. You know what I'm saying? Send me my 500 though before I even get there. I don't make 500 off 10 niggas. And y'all gonna be able to perform before I even get there. You know what I'm saying? When I get there, I go on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Extra little baggy. You know what I'm saying?
And features.
I'm smacking the features. Cause I'm busting on shit. And niggas know what I'm saying. They fuck with it. They know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
And you actually post the nigga shit and like help them promote.
Yeah, yeah. I'm posting that shit. Cause when I post that shit, you gonna post that shit. Your homeboy gonna be like, oh, well, I'm gonna need to get me one plug. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up, man.
Hey, I swear to God, this shit be like clockwork, Jay. Yeah, I swear to God. I swear to God. Folks be mad at me like, don't why the hell you still posting money, man? I'm like, bro, every time I post money, it get me more shit.
Yeah.
Niggas don't want to book you if you ain't getting money, bro. Like, you ain't fucking putting up no motherfucking money. They don't want to see you at your show. Like, man, why are we going to book this nigga? He need the money. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bro. We going to book you if you need
that
the money.
That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
Yeah, like, booking you if you need the money, my nigga.
Yeah.
Y'all giving me them $6,000 because y'all know I don't need that shit. Every time I say I just spent that shit on my shoes and I bought Travis Scott, that was $2,000. I spent a mirror, that was $1,300. I got a hoodie, that was $2,000.
Yeah.
I spent all that shit, bro. I'm finna throw goddamn $2,000 of my own dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas know when I come to their show, I'm spending the whole money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not cuffing shit. You know what I'm saying? I spent a cost $2,500. Yeah. We got bunk beds and shit in security. That motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? No, we ain't no security. My nigga, security. What we ain't got felonies. We ain't got no felonies. We shooting them motherfuckers ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. Like, I ain't got no security. I wasn't in no hood with you. If I wasn't in no hood with you and see you really coming around that corner, goddamn throwing that motherfucker, hey, man, I can't be putting my life in your hands.
I just believe, me personally, I'm going to say this again, I just believe in layers.
Yeah.
Like, y'all niggas is alone.
See, I got layers.
So, if them niggas out there, see, my niggas with me too.
Yeah.
But them niggas out there, they gonna let us know when it's time to shoot, when I hear them either hollering or shoot.
Yeah. See, bro, see, I'm a new trad nigga. Like, I got gang, I got Crips, I got Bloods, I got everything. And it, well, popping in the city, they gonna hit me up. Hey, Plo, we coming to your show. Well, how many you want to be out there?
That's your
name. Hey, be 100 deep out there, nigga, my sprinter get up, pull up. You know what I'm saying? That's time I get out there. 100 niggas out there. Behind me, front of me, hey, Flo ain't playing by Flo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, where's Waldo? Though?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You see, that's why I still, bro, I done been to a million shows, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done did a million shows. These folks ain't no bullshit. These folks like, hey, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank God, but we on it. You know what I'm saying? We on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody else gonna die. You know what I'm saying? Like, we finna fight him, motherfucker. That's why she gonna get wicked, for real. So, you know, we be just prayed up. You know I'm E5, bro. So, you know,
What that mean?
Make all that shit go away. You know what I'm saying?
What's E-fiber?
What you mean? It's my release. You know what's, you know what I'm saying? What
is it? Well, I'm saying, you gotta,
it's,
we know.
It's E-fiber Yoruba. I don't know. What E-fiber is it? E-fiber Yoruba is our way of life. It's our religion. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a religion. Like, Muslims, like.
I never heard of it.
All them niggas, all them different shits. So it's like, E-fiber is like, you believe in God, first of all. You believe in God.
Yeah.
You believe in God, first
okay,
of all.
Okay, yeah.
God is first.
Mm-hmm. So then, it ain't no like devil shit.
Like voodoo shit.
Yeah, nah, bro. It's a voodoo one. You know what I'm saying? But it's not E-fiber.
But that's not the one that we believe in.
No, it's not E-fiber. You know what I'm saying? It's like Santeria. You know okay. what I'm saying? It's the Mexican one. You know
so y'all, do y'all believe in like evil, like putting stuff on people?
You can't put nothing on nobody. You go to my cheat, somebody you trying to put something on somebody, trying to kill somebody, do anything, man. That man gonna, hey, son. You gonna get up out of here with that wicked, wicked shit, son. You know what I'm saying?
So basically,
now judges, DAs, stuff like that to help you out, but it ain't gonna kill them. It's just gonna make them forget about you. You know what I'm saying? Just get them off you.
So you saying you can cast a spell on DA to leave you alone?
I don't know if it's a spell. I don't know if it's a spell, but I never done it. I never did it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just speaking out from niggas who I don't seen done it and the situations that happened when they did it, you know what I'm saying?
So did you get arrested like for the bank roll?
Nah, I ain't get arrested. Nah. I was running for 2 weeks, huh? Yeah, I checked E-5, nigga. I went straight to E-5. I went before I turned myself in, before I went down there and looked at the DA, the homicide lady, before I even went down there, I went to the chief.
And what did he say?
We did sacrifices. I did some pigs. Time I did my pigs, he told me to take it somewhere, boom, boom. And before he said, when you go down there, you're going to walk out, you're going to be done in 10 minutes.
What happened when you walked
out? I went down that motherfucker, I was done in 10 minutes.
Man, that's cold.
Yeah, I was done in 10
minutes. Sign me up to
the, anything, this on God. This on like, we don't believe in no wicked shit. And everything that I done been told, not happened. Like, any nigga that he said was going to jail, his ass went to jail. Like, you just gotta be, it just gets you right, bro. Like, it's really on some real God and shit. Like, it's real, yeah. It bring you up like a motherfucker, like. And it make your belief stronger. It make you believe in God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really make you believe. You start praying more. You know what I'm saying? You find yourself praying. You know what I'm saying? Find yourself like, oh. It's like, I can't even leave out the house. I've been doing this shit for like 15 years. You know what I'm saying? I know I spent over $1 million doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. I never played by E-5. I was doing chickens for a long time. Now I'm four-leg gang. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do goats, rams. You know what I'm saying? Goats and rams. Shit, we cut rams. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so, yeah, E-5 just helped me out so much. And look, before I even touched the mic, before I even thought about doing any of this shit, I went to Chief, nigga. Ask him. I went to Chief. I said, we sat down on the mat, asked questions. I said, will rapping benefit me financially? He said, yes. I said, is rapping the best thing for me to do right now? He said, yes. He said, would I make a lot of money doing rapping? He said, yes. And then I look back, like over the whole year, I know I done made like so much money, like just on my TuneCore, in my Distro. Like I done made like just on my TuneCore, kind of got like 175, 200 on there. On my Distro, this bitch got like 400-500, you know what I'm saying? 1,000, you know what I'm saying? Then all the features and all the videos I done did, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Then the tours I done been on, Savage giving me the checks, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit done benefit me financially. Motherfucker ain't never lied, man.
But you just feel like you ain't took it as serious enough to get...
I still ain't taking it serious.
Yeah.
Because I'm just stuck
in... You know how to get money.
I don't even give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just ain't no money hungry nigga, I guess, because I just always had money.
Have you ever seen the E-5 spanker nigga, though? Like,
E-5 spank niggas. E-5 spank niggas every day, boy. That's why I don't get readings like that. Like, I know you probably get readings and shit like
that. Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. We've been talking about that.
Yeah, Jay.
I don't want to know if I don't want to know.
Jay, you get readings.
I get readings.
See, I don't get readings.
I get my readings.
Nigga, I done been to E-5 with 15, 16 years. I probably done got 5 readings.
For real?
Yeah. I don't get no motherfuckers. Cheat tell me. Oh, no, you don't wait. You gonna wait till a nigga get here, and then you gonna call. Know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't do them motherfuckers. Cause once you know, you're gonna get smacked. Like,
yeah.
Time motherfucker tell you, tell you about to be in the house at 8 o'clock every night. Time your ass don't be in that house at 8 o'clock. It might get away one time. Oh, shit, let me get in here. Get in there at 8:20 that time. Oh, boy, I'm tripping. That time, you know, fuck out. It was 8 o'clock, man. Damn. It was 8 o'clock. Now you call it Chief. What happened? What happened to your son? Chief, man, I was outside. And, what time you was outside, son? It was like,
can't lie.
It was like 8:09.
Can't lie.
But don't, then you read and say you got to be in the house at 8 o'clock, son.
Ain't no feeling sorry for you. Son. We told you.
Oh, son, I can't do nothing for you. Then you know, if I tell you, you can't do nothing for you.
Yeah.
If I tell you, like one of my partners, he just got like 15 years. He got, like, you know what I'm saying? He murders and all kind of shit. Like, ankle fell off while he was in the bed. Nigga went to Chief. You know what I'm saying? Chief got down, gave him a ring. Like, oh, boy, they on the way. She told that nigga, boy, they on the way.
For real.
But what? Next thing you know, Rico. Rico.
Rico.
Rico. Rico, my friend.
And then we got Rico. It just, what they said, like, you got, ain't no way out of it.
Nah, ain't no way out of it. Nah, you know, if I tell you when it was way out of it and it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, good, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but they say ain't no way he got to do what he got to do.
He did. He doing his time right now.
So what they, but so if I say, just say, Vince, we go, went down there and asked and got reading for slime.
Yeah.
If I say he come out, is he coming
out? Did you get a reading for slime?
Nah, we did. I'm just asking you. If Ifa say he coming out, he coming out.
Hell, man, everything Ifa done said done been true. They ain't never lie. I'm telling you. Nigga, yeah. Ifa said slime coming home.
Not one time.
They said he
Ifa said slime coming home.
Yeah.
All right, when Savage goddamn got deported, when he got down, when they snatched my boy
off.
When they snatched my boy off, he called me. He said, go to Chief, nigga. I went to Chief. Chief said, hey, he'll be out in a couple days. Get what? And the game was out in a couple days, man. Straight up, man.
Yeah, shit.
That's on God, man. Chief, I said, Chief, please. Chief, they got him, Chief. They got him. I got him to my man. They trying to put my man. Chief, like, he ain't going nowhere, mini plugs. I got him. You know what I'm saying? Chief. Everything Chief done told Savage done happened, bro. Like, Savage always doubted himself. Like, Nick, I always thought this shit was going to go wood when that shit go black. You know what I'm saying? First Savage mode came out. We let everybody listening to it. You know what I'm saying? He's just like, man, this shit weak as hell. Like, he always just think all his shit weak. Like, he never think he got a good song. He never think he got a good song. He never think he got a good tape. He never think. Like, I guess that's why his shit just be good. You know what I'm saying? That nigga crazy. Nigga shit.
For real. Yeah. So you feel like he found a way.
Yeah, boy. Shit, I ain't gonna lie. Just believing in God is the way. You could be Ifa. I don't give a damn what she is, bro. But as long as you're believing in God, you're praying, and you're trying to better yourself.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I'm
exactly.
Like, cause you know, all of us gonna do crazy shit. I still might do. I might leave Chief. We might do what's name. I might do anything. I might see a nigga. He might almost hit my car or something. Like anything. I might take it to 100 on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, but Ifa, like, road rage. I've been a shot a nigga in road rage. Like that shit just make me calm down. Like nigga get too low. Yeah. Nigga just speed up on me. You know what I'm saying? Like trying to do all that racing shit. You know what I'm saying? Thinking because you in the fan car, you want to do all that racing shit. Hey, bro, I'm riding dirt over here, my nigga. Don't even play with me like that. I'm going to bust your ass straight up. Don't pull up on me with that racing shit. Because I don't know what you're trying to do. Please don't let your window be down. If your window down, I'm busting at your ass straight up. When I'm hitting that motherfucker, I'm looking back. I see any window down. Hey, I'm motherfucking one-hand Draco King. I'm trying to kill everybody. I'm talking about...
Anybody.
And I'm a butt. I'm talking about I wreck your head like... You pull up on me, goddamn thing, it's a shootout. Now I'm finna kill everybody. I'm just finna go ahead and go out because I know I'm protected. I'm a little more protected than you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I might can survive. You know what I'm saying? I got a higher percentage. So I'm finna, boom, I'm gonna try to round the shit out. I'm talking about flip both of us. You know what I'm saying? Like straight up. Nigga don't even want to play with me.
Yeah.
For real. Nigga know how I am on the streets. Nigga don't even play, bro. For real. Don't play with me trying to do no racing unless I know who you is. You about to be goddamn on the phone with me. Hey, that me pulling up, bro. Let do it, bro. Let go to the light. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's you. I ain't say
late. Yeah.
I fuck with you, but don't just pull up on me just thinking shit cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, and all the little car stealing niggas, I got low jacks on all my shit. I got Apple tags inside my bodies. You know what I'm saying? Like, time I get a new car, I get an Apple tag.
You can't even fish them out. You can't even fit
it. No, I can't even get it back if I want it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I drop an Apple tag inside the frame. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to find it. You know what I'm saying?
Immediately.
I just found one. Just found it. Had them boys. Yeah.
Him and him.
Yeah, him. him, and him. Five of them. And waited for 12. Yeah. Show, nigga. I ain't got no felony. So I'm gonna play my cards all the way out. My homeboy done like, hell no, nah, boy, you there for 12? What the fuck? I'm like, hey, I got it. We in the right. He your nigga, know what I'm saying? Hey, we ain't doing 9 times out of 10, bro. We in the right. All my niggas in the right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody in the right. Like, we ain't finna be doing nothing. It's gonna be some self-defense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and that's all it's gonna be on us, you feel me? Because we ain't the aggressive. We ain't just riding out here trying to do nothing. We goddamn having fun, spending money, fucking hoes. We ain't trying to do nothing, but keep on doing this shit. Mm-hmm. So when we be in a situation, it's gonna be a nigga plotting or something, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, it's gonna be self-defense.
Through all your travels, well, who got the best weed everywhere you traveled at?
I always take my own weed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Take my own shit everywhere I go. I ain't got time to be smoking none of that bullshit. Not fuck my whole trip up. Hell nah. That shit fuck your whole trip up. You got that bullshit out there, man. I be out there for like a week, 5 days. Mm-hmm. So I take less than an ounce just in case I do get caught. You know what I'm saying? 27 grams, 26 grams. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Just in case you do get caught. Don't let it be no felony. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, damn, y'all got me. I'm going to go hit it. Immediately, everything. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, bro. 26 grams, man. Ain't even no out. Damn, let me see. I ain't really never smoked none of they weed. They be smelling my shit like, hey, American weed. Yes, man. Yeah, y'all smoking American weed.
What's the final words you want to say to the streets, the people, man? Everybody.
Hey, man, get money, man. Don't get caught and goddamn be safe. That's all I can tell you. You're going to do what you want to do anyway. So,
I say.
Get money. Don't get caught. Be safe. I say.
Words from No Plug on Big Facts. Check us out, www.bigfactspod.com. Subscribe to the Big Facts Network, too. You know what it is. Salute.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.